Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's abridged scripture reading is from Ruth chapter 1, where we find that, over time, Naomi's husband and their two married sons have died. Verse 6. Then Naomi arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the land of Moab, for she had heard in the land of Moab that the Lord had visited his people in giving them food. So she departed from the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return to the land of Judah. And Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go, return, each of you, to her mother's house. May the Lord deal kindly with you, as you have dealt with the dead and with me. May the Lord grant that you may find rest, each in the house of her husband." Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voices and wept. And they said to her, "No, but we will surely return with you to your people." But Naomi said, "Return, my daughters. Why should you go with me? Have I yet sons in my womb, that they may be your husbands? Return, my daughters. Go, for I am too old to have a husband. If I said I have hope, if I should even have a husband tonight, and also bear sons, would you therefore wait until they were grown? Would you therefore refrain from marrying? No, my daughters, for it is harder for me than for you, for the hand of the Lord has gone forth against me." And they lifted up their voices and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. Then she said, "Behold, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and her gods. Return after your sister-in-law." But Ruth said, "Do not urge me to leave you or turn back from following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. Thus may the Lord do to me, and worse, if anything but death parts you and me." When she saw that she was determined to go with her, she said no more to her. So they both went until they came to Bethlehem. And when they had come to Bethlehem, all the city was stirred because of them. And the women said, "Is this Naomi?" She said to them, "Do not call me Naomi. Call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why do you call me Naomi, since the Lord has witnessed against me and the Almighty has afflicted me?" So Naomi returned, and with her Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, who returned from the land of Moab. And they came to Bethlehem at the beginning of barley harvest.
The Christian life isn't free of responsibilities. God's Word is filled with His instructions about how to treat people in our various circles and ways to enrich those relationships by giving of ourselves. Yet many people prefer not to invest in deep friendships, opting instead for acquaintances that demand little. They can talk about pop culture, movies, and sports, but avoid discussing deep concerns. They don't have to bear anyone else's burdens or heartbreak, but neither will they learn the joy of expressing care and loyalty. The human heart was created for intimate fellowship, the kind of connectedness that is based on mutual trust and love. Ruth is an example of this kind of selfless dedication. When her mother-in-law, Naomi, went through a bitter period of loss and hopelessness, the young widow Ruth chose to stay with the older woman. Though this meant sacrificing the comforts of home and any prospect of marriage to a countryman, she demonstrated absolute allegiance. Loyalty demands something of us, but too few are willing to take on that responsibility. Some hold acquaintances at arm's length to avoid obligation or inconvenience. But our Heavenly Father wants His children to stand together in love and encourage one another. Doing so always brings blessings.